We're going to do Tzadiches in Erevin. We'll start with the Mishnah very quickly. Mishnah has a new halacha. Hayakayra b'sefer ala shkupa. If you're reading a sefer, a davar shel kedusha, and you're reading it on the doorstep, so it's a karmelist. And the skagel sefer miyada, and it rolls out of your hand, so you're still holding one side in your hand. You're allowed to wrap it up and bring it, draw it back to you. You're standing on the top of a roof, which is a rishus hayochid. And it rolls out of your hand. If it didn't get into 10 tefachim to the rishus harabim. So in other words, it's still in a makom patur. Then you roll it back to you. But if it goes within 10 tefachim off the ground in the rishus harabim, so now it's part of the rishus harabim. So by pulling it back to you, you'd be pulling something from the rishus harabim back into the rishus hayochid. So then the halacha is hoyfchay al ksav. You flip it over so that it's not up, you know, so it's not showing in a bezoindik way, in a not nice way. So you just turn it over. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu lo yem asolik min ha'aretz ad kama lemachat. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it could be within 10 tefachim, it's not a problem. Even if, as long as it's not touching the ground, it's one drop off the ground, it's still, you're allowed to roll it back. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu ba'aretz atzma, even if it mamish is on the ground, so it's in the rishus harabim literally. But remember, you're holding one side in your hand, you're allowed to roll it back. Why shein l'cha davar mishum shvus, omer b'nei kusvei ha'kodesh? Because it's only a shvus, because the maisa, at the end of the day, you're still holding the other half in your hand, so it never really went into the rishus harabim. And pulling it back is not pulling something technically from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, it's only a Shvus, and if Mei Kisvei HaKadosh, B'Zayin HaKadosh, you're allowed to pull it back. That's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara asks, Hayi Skupa Hechidami. What's the case of the Askupa, this porch over here? Ilema Askupa Rishus HaYachid. If the Askupa itself is Mamash Rishus HaYachid, become a Rishus HaRabim, and in front of you is a Rishus HaRabim, and that's the issue of Elohim, and Dilman Afal Vasil Asuyi. So what you're saying is that you're not worried that it's going to fall out of your hand and you're going to actually literally bring it from the Rishus HaRabim back into the Rishus HaYochid. So that's a chiddush, money. So who holds that we're not choishish because it's only a shvus right now? Reb Shimoni, that would be Reb Shimon, which is the last Tana of our Mishnah. The Omar called over Shahu Mishum Shvus, I know him of Kisaya Kodesh. That anything, any issue that's a shvus is not an issue when you're dealing with Kisaya Kodesh because the Kavod of Kisaya Kodesh comes first. So then it comes out. So then the Tanakama is Reb Shimon also. So Amos say, for the middle of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu lo yem asolik. If it's less than, if as long as it's not literally touching the ground, there's a dish to, you know, it has a needle's worth above the ground, you're allowed to wrap it back to you. And then the end of the Mishnah is Rav Shimon Omer, afilu ba'aretz atzmai, then even if it's on the ground itself, you're allowed to wrap it back because, as the Mishnah said, because it's only a shvus. So it comes out, reish of a sefer Rav Shimon. So the beginning of the Tanakham is Rav Shimon, the end is Rav Shimon, mitziyasa Rav Yehuda, and the middle is Rav Yehuda. That's not logical that you have another sheet in the middle. So Amar Rav Yehuda in, yes, that's how you have to learn reish of a sefer Rav Shimon, mitziyasa Rav Yehuda, and achanami. The beginning is Rav Shimon, and the end is Rav Shimon, but the middle is Rav Yehuda, it's a new sheet. That's one way to approach the Mishnah. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says a different explanation to our Mishnah. Hocho, ba'askupa ha'nidres ha'saskin. Really, we are talking about it's a karmelis. And it's got a dinda, it's only a dinda rabbanon. Worst case scenario, if you actually carried it from the Rishus HaRabim back into this karmelis, it's only a dinda rabbanon. However, this is an area that is trampled upon. It's not a Rishus HaRabim literally, but it's got a lot of traffic. So to leave the Kisvei HaKodesh on the floor, that would really be a bezoin to the Kisvei HaKodesh. Mishum bezoin Kisvei HaKodesh, shara rabbanon. And over here we give a special heter. Normally we wouldn't allow it. The shvus is usur. But over here, even Rabbi Yehuda that says in Rishus HaRabim is a problem, over here it's not a problem because leaving it there is mamish a bezoin because there are a lot of people. Okay, so if that's true, Esvei, I'll ask you a stereo, a contradiction. Abaya asked the following. Toich Dalad Amos, when it fell out of your hands and unrolled, imagine it's a long scroll. So it unrolled, whoops. And it goes out of the Dalad Amos. So Toich Dalad Amos, if it's still within the Dalad Amos and the Rishus HaRabim, you can pull it back to you. Chutz Dalad Amos, if it goes outside of the Dalad Amos, Hoifchoy Al Ksab, then you can't pull it back, you have to turn it over. Now, the Amos Vaskupa Nidres is asking, but if we're talking about that it's only a Dinter Rabbanon over here, and the problem is that people are walking there constantly, Mali Toich Dalad Amos, Mali Chutz Dalad Amos, the Arba Amos. What's the difference between 2 and 4? It's either way, it's only a Dinter Rabbanon. It's only a dinder rabbanon, and if you want to say that he's carrying a dalad amos, even the dalad amos is not an issue, because you're holding the other side in your hand. So why over here? Why is there a difference between outside of the dalad amos? Obviously, it's because you have an issue. It's a chashash of a deraisa. So Ella Omer Abaya Hocha Ba Skupa Karmelis Askinon. We're talking about not that it's a rishus hayochid and it could possibly potentially be a rishus iser derabbanon only. Worst case scenario. Sorry. It wasn't a Rishus HaYoch where it could be a potentially an Issa Daraisa. Here, Vaskupa Karmelis Askin, and we're talking about that the Askupa is a Karmelis, Rishus HaRabim, Oiveris Lefaneho, and now there's really a Rishus HaRabim in front of you. So, Teich Dalad Amoy, so if it's within Dalad Amoy, so what's the worst thing that could happen? The Inafo, that if it fell out of your hand, Umaisile, and you end up picking it up literally off the floor in the Rishus HaRabim, and you carry it back to your Askupa, which is a Karmelis, Loyosile de Chiyiv Chatas, it could never have been a Chiyiv Chatas in the first place. So therefore, Sharulei Rabbanon, so it's only the Rabbanon are going to say it's Mutter because it's Kisvei HaKodesh. Chutz La'arba Amas, but if it fell out more than four Amas away, the Maisilei Osila Lidei Chiyiv Chatas, now if you pick it up and you walk Dalet Amas or Rishus HaRabim, it's Mamash and Isidar, Raiso, Loy Sharulei Rabbanon, the Rabbanon didn't allow that. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi toich dalad amis nami nigzer dumamayel mirushus harabim mirushus hayachid." Even if it's within dalad amis, why aren't we afraid that you're going to pick it up in the rishus harabim, walk straight through the karmelis, the askupa, and walk into your house, which means you're going from a rishus harabim eventually into rishus hayachid. V'chi teimak even the askupa demafsek as karmelis. And if you're going to tell me, "Oh, don't worry, there's a karmelis in the middle," that's not so. It's not a problem because you're not going directly from the rishus harabim to rishus hayachid. Less than, but that's not true. The fact that there's a karmelis in the middle doesn't help you out. V'amarava. Sorry, less than boss, so therefore there's no problem. That's not true. Rabbi taught us, if a guy goes full four amas in the Rosh Hashanah, and he brought it on top of him, Machlokes Rashi tells you exactly what the case is over here, but Pashtus Rashi says it's talking about that you had it above 10 tvachim, so it's not literally in the Rosh Hashanah. So chayiv, yechayiv, even though it's going through a makom patur, so too over here, when it's going through the Karmelis, it's not going to help you if it never stopped in the Karmelis. So the Gemara answers, Hachav amai askin ba'askupa arucho, very big chiddush, that we're talking about that it's a very large Karmelis, it has a long distance. So ada hachi v'hachi midkar, so you're going to remember before you walk it literally all the way into your Rosh Hashanah. There's a very big chiddush that there's an assumption over here that you will stop at some point to look at it in the Karmelis, and therefore we're not choishes that it's going to go directly from the Rosh Hashanah into the Rosh Hashanah. Even if we're talking about that it's not so long and you might not stop there. But the point is that when you're dealing with Kisvei Kodesh, everybody always looks at it. And you're going to stop. So even if it's a short Karmelis, you're going to stop before bringing it directly from the Rosh Hashanah into the Rosh Hashanah. Oh, but that doesn't prove where you're going to stop. Who says you're going to stop in the Karmelis? Maybe you're going to stop in the Rosh Hashanah. And va'ayelahu behedra the Rosh Hashayochid, and then you're going to look at it first, say, "Ooh, this is interesting," and then you're going to bring it directly into the Rosh Hashayochid, and once again, you're going to be going from the Rosh Hashanah directly into the Rosh Hashanah into the Rosh Hashayochid. So the Gemara answers, "Hamani ben Azayhi." So you're right, Yehonachanami. You have to go through a whole new teretz. It's according to Ben Azayhi, the Am Mahal Chai Midami. Ben Azayhi is a famous chiddush in Shabbos that just walking every step that you take is considered another hanocha. So therefore, there's no chash that it's going to go directly from Rosh Hashayochid, Rosh Hashanah into the Rosh Hashayochid, because you're always going to, by virtue of the fact that you took a step in the Karmelis, that means by definition that you stopped in the Karmelis. Oh, v'dil mazarik lehu mizrak. Maybe you're going to throw it. That the Adamar of Yochanan moed ben Azayi bezarik. Even ben Azayi that says that walking is considered a stop. Every step is a new stop. But throwing, even ben Azayi agrees, is considered one direct throw. And it's considered traveling from Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah, even through a Karmelis. No, you're not allowed to throw a sitter. You're not allowed to throw Kisvei Kodesh. Therefore, there's no chash that anybody's going to throw it. So therefore, since you're going to have to walk it, you're going to have to carry it. And since, if we're going according to Ben Azayi, every step that you take is going to be stopping in the Karmelis by definition once you took a step into the Karmelis. So there's no chash that you're going to go directly from the Rosh Hashanah directly into the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so the first case, the Askupa case in the Mishnah, is that it's a Karmelis. Now we're going to go into the next case, which is you're on your roof, which is a Rishos HaYochid, and the Sefer rolled into the Rishos HaRabim. So now you're dealing with an Issa D'Araisa. So it says you can roll it up as long as it's not within 10 or it's not on the ground. So the Gemara says, Mishari, how come it's mutter to roll it up? So it says if you have no eitza, if you can't roll it back to you, you should turn it over. You should turn it upside down on a ksav so the letters aren't facing outwards, which is a bigger bezoyin. V'atani, we learned in a brayso koisvei soifrim the svarim. People are writing sefer Torah, tefillin u'mezuzos lo yatir lahem lahapach yiriyah al panel. They're not allowed to turn it upside down because we're afraid that the dirt on the table or whatever is going to get onto the letters and it's a problem. So what you have to do is alapayris olayas habeged. You put another cloth on top of it. And so, but the point is that you're not allowed to turn it upside down. So the Gemara says, Hasam Efsher Hef Hacha Loi Efsher. So Rashi learns the pshat is that you push it. I mean, you're in the middle of reading something. You're in the, you don't have something with you to cover it with. So it's, you don't have something with you. So Mamela, that's why you're allowed to turn it over. the Iloy Apich, and if you don't turn it over, so you don't have something to cover it with, and if you don't turn it over, it's going to be a lot worse to leave it there. So therefore, you're not allowed to. So you have to turn it over. Tosfos interestingly learns. He says, it's not pshat that I don't have a handkerchief with me. You don't need that. The problem is, the same way it's not mutter for you to roll the Sefer Torah back into your hands, it's not mutter for you to take the handkerchief and let the handkerchief roll back out into the Rishus HaRabim. You're not allowed to lichatchila let it roll into the Rishus HaRabim. So that's why there's no Eitzah. According to Tosfos, there's mamash no Eitzah other than to turn it over. But you can't, it's not a matter of just covering it. Rashi says, I don't have. So come out enough kamina la'alocha, according to Rashi, the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if I do happen to have a handkerchief in my hand, what do? According to Rashi, I should put the handkerchief on top. That would be the lichatchila thing to do. According to Tosfos, that's not an Eitzah. I can't let the handkerchief roll into the Rishus HaRabim. So I have to, according to Tosfos, I just have to turn it over. Okay, next thing is Hechel Ksav. So it says you have to turn it over. So the Gemara's question is, if the case is, even if it's a needle or more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's never stopped in the Rishus HaRabim. It's not literally in the Rishus HaRabim. It's not resting on anything. So why can't I really roll it back up? So Amarava, Bekaisel, Meshupa, we're dealing with a wall that's on a slant. So the Sefer is not literally hanging. It's leaning against my wall. So it is Noch in the Rishus HaRabim. So how do you explain the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah, you're talking about a slanted wall, aim a Sefer. So let's look at the Sefer of the Mishnah. It says, even if it's just a drop off the ground, you roll it back to you. Why is that case? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that if it's off the ground a little bit, you're allowed to roll it off? According to your case, that it's a slanted wall, it's resting mamish within 3 tefachim off the ground, so it would be considered part of the ground itself. So the Gemara says, Chasurim Echzer V'Hachitani. They're missing words. You have to put in extra words into the Mishnah. B'medvar Mamurim. Because of Meshupa. When can I not roll it back because it's a slanted wall, so it's considered enough in the Rishus HaRabim? Avo B'Koiso She'ena Meshupa. But Enachanami, if it's a straight wall, so then, lamala mishloisha, if it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, so it's not considered part of the ground itself, then you can still roll it back to you. Lamata mishloisha, but if it's within 3 tefachim off the ground, so now it's considered noch by definition because it's right off the ground. So then, again, the only eitzah is to turn it upside down, is to turn it back over. Okay, so that makes a difference whether or not the kisvei hakodesh is considered part of or in the rishos harabim. Okay, the next part of the mission is Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Einam Sulik Ben Haaretz, Elik Malei Nachat. It just has to be that it's not literally touching the ground. Why? Debeinan Hanocha Agabem Mashu. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even any time it's considered in the Rishus HaRabim, it has to at least touch something, resting on something. Ve'alahadam Rava, Tech Shloisha, L'Rabbono, and Tzarech Hanocha. So Rava says that it has to be within 3 Tvachim, it has to touch the ground. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we just said that even if it's a drop off the ground, you're still allowed to roll it back. So it comes out the Rav is not according to all the Shittas. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah, and Rav is picking one of the Tanoim of the Mishnah. Ella, so you're right. So that can't be pshat. Ella kula Rabbi Yehuda hi. You have to say that our Mishnah is completely like Rabbi Yehuda, that says that as long as it's not touching the ground, it's not a problem. However, you have to say pshat is like this. V'chsuri mechzer, again, there's a couple words missing from this Mishnah. V'achik tani, and here's how to learn the Mishnah. When do we say that you can't roll it back? Is it when it's a slanted wall, so it's touching, it's noch in the Rishus HaRabim? But if it's not, if it's not slanted, meaning it's a straight down wall and the sefer is hanging, then you're allowed to roll it back to you. Why? Even if it's off the ground by a teeny drop, you're allowed to roll it back. My time to be in hanocha gabe mashu, because you do. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees it has to have a hanocha on something in order for it to be considered noch in the Rishus HaRabim. But again, it only is because it's literally just hanging there in the Rishus HaRabim. It's not noch bichlal, so it has no din. It's no connection really. Like Rava says, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's not connected to the Rishus HaRabim because it's not noch in the Rishus HaRabim. So you're allowed to roll it back to you. So this is the halacha about a sefer. You see that you learn the issue of having covered for kisvei davar shebekedusha. A new halacha. Now, also this halacha we're going to go according to Rashi. If you have, let's say, a windowsill in front of the window, it sticks out a little bit into over, let's say if you're in an apartment building, it sticks out over into the Rishus HaRabim. So Noitzan Alav, you're allowed to put objects, let's say you're allowed to put your flower pot onto that windowsill I was talking about on Shabbos, and you're allowed to take things off it on Shabbos. Now the chash, the chiddush over here is that we're not worried that the object that you're going to put on the windowsill is going to fall into the Rishus HaRabim, and then you may go to retrieve it, which is the Gemara is going to say is the issue. So hi says the mafik lahecha. First of all, what is the case? Where is this windowsill? Where is it hanging over? Ilema the mafik l'rishus harabim. If it's hanging out over into the rishus harabim, lechushdim anafol vaasul asuye. So why aren't we afraid that the object on the windowsill is going to fall into the rishus harabim and you're going to bring it back, which is of course a real problem. Elo the mafik l'rishus hayochid. So you're going to say, okay, no, it's not a problem. It's talking about that the windowsill is over rishus hayochid. So worst case scenario, it's not falling into a different rishus. So pshita, of course. So what's the issue? Well, of course it's mutzer. Why should? What are we worried about? Really, the windowsill is sticking out over the Rishus HaRabim. So what does it mean that I'm allowed to put on it? It's why aren't we worried that I'm going to retrieve them? We're talking about the kinds of objects. It's only mutter with those kinds of objects that if they fall into the Rishus HaRabim, they're going to smash and they're going to get destroyed. And therefore, there's no shash that I'm going to end up getting them back. Because once they fall off, the windowsill, they're going to be totally destroyed and irrelevant. And those are the kinds of objects that I'm allowed to leave there. This is the way Rashi is learning. Okay. Tanya Nami Yachi. So the Gemara then continues and says, we learn similarly, a similar concept. Ziz Shelefnei Hachalim. Again, you have a windowsill in front of a window. V'hayoy to the Rishus HaRabim that sticks out into the Rishus HaRabim. Noisin alav ka'oris, the kaisois, the kitainois. I could put jars and cups and plates, with tzluchais and bowls. Now you have to understand this windowsill actually is like a ledge that continues all the way around the wall. I can use the entire ledge, as long as this ledge is above 10 tefachim off the ground. Okay. Now I'm saying this all according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, interestingly enough, he's not talking about a ledge. He's talking about that there are pockmarks, there are holes in the wall itself. And that's when it's mutter. That's how Tosfos learns the sugya. Vim yesh, because he has a problem with the way Rashi learns the sugya. Vim yesh. But now, on top of that, let's say, so I have one ledge that runs across the wall of the building. Vim yesh says, acher lamata mimena. But let's say, for whatever reason, there's a second ledge below the ledge that's by your window. And that ledge also, by the way, has to be above 10 tefachim. So it says, mishnamish boy, you're allowed to really use that lower ledge. Uba elyon e mishnamish boy, but you're not allowed to use the higher ledge anymore. Because you're going to, your real use is going to be on the lower ledge. And so the upper ledge is only permitted, elekeneged chaloinoi, only in the area that literally stands in front of your window. Now, what's the case over here? Why all of a sudden, because it's a lower ledge, did the upper ledge become a problem? Hai ziz hechidami. What's the case? What's this situation with this ledge that it's only mutter in front of the window? Idiles bayarba. If it doesn't have four tvachim, so mokum peturhu. It's a complete mokum petur because it's not big enough for any reason. So even and it's above 10 tvachim, so it should really be a mokum petur. Why can't I put things here? I shouldn't even be allowed to put things in front of the window. Why? Because if we're talking about something that's so small and things are literally going to fall off it. So even when we say that it's mutter to put things, and if they fall into the Rishus HaRabim, I'm not worried I'm going to retrieve them, that's fine l'chadchila, but when you're dealing, that's b'di'evit, but when you're dealing with such a small area, that things are literally going to be falling off all the time, this is the way Rashi learns, that because it's such a small area, things are going to be falling off all the time, that doesn't give me a heter to put things on there l'chadchila, if it's so small. And if it does have four tefachim, so then it has the proper area that I'm allowed to use, so why can't I use the entire ledge? Why am I limited to in front of the window but not anywhere else? So Omar Abayas says, we're talking about that this has to be the case. The way to explain it is the bottom shelf has four tefachim, so it's literally a regular shelf, so I'm allowed to use it. And the top one happens to be a case where it doesn't have four tefachim, and that's why I'm not allowed to use it. Oh, but what about the window? The chaloy mishlimoy ledalid, and the window where it's carved out for the window, the windowsill actually with the window itself makes it into an area that's al tefachim, and then that becomes an area that you're allowed to use. So keneged a chaloy mishdamish. So in front of the window, you could use the chayre chaloyinu because now it's considered the it's engraved into the window. Even if the window is not even open, it's still mutter because it's considered all one area and it's dalid tefachim and it's mutter. The high gisa also, but the ledge that continues on either side of the window doesn't have the window itself to be mashlimit, so it's not an area for tefachim, it's not going to be mutter. Okay, next the Mishnah very quickly. Completely new area. I can be standing, my feet can be in the Rishos HaYochid, and I find something that's in the Rishos HaRabim, and I can move that object in the Rishos HaRabim, as long as I don't move it for Tvachim, for Amos rather. The same thing. Rishos HaRabim, I can be standing in the Rishos HaRabim, and move things that are in the Rishos HaYochid. As long as I don't move the object or move my feet more than Dalat Amos when I'm in one Rishos and moving to the other Rishos. That's a simple case because, again, in the Rishos HaRabim, it's always a problem. The chiddush of this first half of the Mishnah is that I'm not choishish that even though my feet are in one Rishos and the object is in another Rishos, that I'm going to accidentally pull the object off the floor in the Rishos HaRabim and bring it to where my feet are, bring it to my body in the Rishos HaYochid. That's the first chiddush. Now, the second half of this Mishnah is really interesting. Similarly, I can't stand in the Rishos HaYochid, go to the bathroom in the Rishos HaRabim. Or the other way around, Rishos HaRabim, I can't stand in the Rishos HaRabim, the Yashim Rishos HaYochid. So if you find a tree on the side of the road that's in the Rishos HaYochid, I can't go to the bathroom on that tree. The Chain, Layarag, and I can't spit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Mishan, Litlash, Loike, Befiv. And he says, similarly, if I'm walking down the street and I, you know, have a phlegm ball in my mouth or a spit ball in my mouth, Layahalach Arba Amis, I'm not allowed to even walk Dalad Amis anymore, Achiyarag, until I spit. Because now it's considered a separate object, and that separate object has a din of carrying. And I'm not allowed to carry in the Dalat Amos or Rishos HaRabim. Okay, so let's just do one more line here, and then we'll stop. Masnisin, Masnila Reb Chanina Bar Shalmiya Lechia Bar Rav Kamei De Rav. So Reb Chanina said this in front of Rav. Lo Yamed Adam Rishos HaYachad Matalta Rishos HaRabim. I can't stand in the Rishos HaYachad. He says you can't. I can't stand in the Rishos HaYachad and move things around in the Rishos HaRabim. So Amalei Shavkas Rabbanu Vavdaska Rav Meir. So why are you passing like Rav Meir? We have the Rabbanu Shita in our Mishnah that say that it's mutter. So he says, "Who saw me to say for Rav Meir?" The end of the Mishnah is Machlekas Rashi. Tells us which end of the Mishnah we're talking about. Either the end of the Mishnah, literally the Mishnah we just read. Rashi learns that it's a Mishnah later in the Parak. That end of the Mishnah is clearly Rav Meir. So Rashi Nami Rav Meir. We have to say that the beginning is also Rav Meir. And we'll have to explain it some other way. But the bottom line is Rav Meir holds that it's Asur. So Gemara says, "Below he say for Rav Meir, Rashi Rabbanu." Enochanami. The Gemara paskins and says, "No, yes, there is a shita like Rav Meir that says it's going to be a problem, but the Rabbanan in our Mishnah are still." Legitimately the Rabbanan that say it's mutter, and we can follow the Rabbanan Shita that it's going to be mutter. So even though Rav Meir actually does hold that it's usur, but it's not going to be a problem, it's still going to be mutter. All right?